Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
Hello and welcome to Love Samantha Lee, the More Than Just Pretty podcast. I'm your host, Samantha Lee, and here we explore love, life, spirituality, and relationships through the lens of real beauty, the kind that begins the moment you decide to be unapologetically yourself. Join us as we dive into heartfelt discussions that challenge, inspire, and connect us. Are you ready to embrace your true self? Let's begin. What's up, family? You know it's your girl, Samantha Lee, and here today, I am going to be speaking about a topic I've entitled Make It Make Sense. Now, a lot of you guys know that I've been really on a different type of journey that I've really ever been on. And it's really heightened a lot of my senses. And it's been a beautiful process. I feel like I've grown really, really, really close to God in this time. And there's just something I gotta tell y'all that are trying to walk this path. Okay? Y'all ready? Okay. It's not going to make sense to you. It is not going to make sense to you. And here's why I say this. A lot of times, family, especially on this journey, I have really struggled because I have been taught and it's been reinforced over and over again in my life, and I'm sure it has in yours, where you have to see it to believe it, where you have to have an understanding of what's going on to really buy in to whatever concept you're trying to believe. And with the kingdom of faith, 9 times out of 10, you are not going to see what you are believing for. And y'all, that can be very hard. It can be very challenging, and it can cause a lot of doubt, uncertainty. The enemy can run amok in those areas, making you question yourself, making you question what you're doing, making you question the sacrifices, making you question the path that you've chosen to take. And so I came on here today to tell you guys, number one, it's not going to make sense. I told you guys last week, there's some ways to know how to know whether or not God is speaking to you. And there's some things that I've learned in that, which is God's word comes with peace. If you have a peace about something, even if it doesn't make sense, if you got a peace about something, you know that God is there, right? The enemy can't give you peace. The enemy can only cause chaos and confusion. He does not have the capacity to give you peace. And a lot of times when it's your voice, you're going to make sense. You're going to make it make sense, right? And, that means you'll intellectualize whatever you're deciding to do. It's different. God's voice is different. What God is calling us is different. It's not going to make sense. It's not going to make sense. And so I really, y'all, this has been a journey for me, because there's been some things that God has asked me to do that do not make sense to me. And that's how I know it's God. Because God would not tell me, or I would not tell me to do it. And I know the enemy ain't telling me to do it. And so, y'all, I'm going to give you guys a scenario last week. I'm not going to give specific details, but last week there was something that God called me to do, y'all. It called me to do it. And y'all, let me tell you, I'm going to tell y'all the story without telling y'all the story, okay? So, y'all, God called me to do something. And y'all, this is something I would never, and I mean never, I would never do, okay? And I was like, God, I don't want to do this. Like, this is not me. This is, y'all have to understand something about me. I'm not the most vulnerable person in the world. Like, I'm open, but I'm not vulnerable. Does that make any sense? Like, I can come on here, I can tell you guys what's going on in my life, blah, blah, blah. But I do have, like, I'm realizing how much I have a fear of, like, true vulnerability, right? I've been hurt before, and I'm seeing that in this journey of how it kind of comes up and makes me want to put up a wall and not necessarily really, I don't know how to describe it, but really give of myself, the give of myself of things that I can't get back, right? And so anyway, God had called me last week to do something that I felt was super vulnerable. And I, y'all, look, your girl didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it. I fought with myself. I'm like, no, please, no, anything but that. And then I said to God, y'all gonna love this episode because it's funny. I said to God, listen, if you make me do this, I want a favorable result. Like, if you're gonna put this on my spirit and I do it, I'm obedient, I want a cookie right away. I said, God, because if you don't give me the cookie, I'm going to be disappointed. I don't know how I'm going to handle this. I don't know what's going to happen. Like, I don't see how I can do this, God. Like, if you make me do this, I need you to immediately give me the cookie. Like, immediately. Like, when I say immediately give me the cookie, I mean immediately. I need to get a favorable result right away. Otherwise, God, I'm going to be mad at you. I'm gonna be mad at you, and I don't know. It's gonna really mess our relationship up, and that I'm actually saying this to God, which is, if you think, when I think back on it, I'm like, I'm crazy. Like, what am I actually, like, something's actually wrong with me. Like, there's something that can't be right with me, because who tells God that, listen, if you call me to do this, I'm not gonna be happy with you? Who does that? Sam does. But anyway, that's besides the point. So y'all, anyway, God called me to do something I didn't want to do. So in that being said, I go back and forth with him. I cry. I mean, literally on the floor, tantrums, you name it. Sam did it. I'm really struggling with what God is calling me to do.
Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Assisted customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
This episode is brought to you by Glorify, the number one Christian daily devotional app. Everything around us changes. God doesn't. That's why I love Glorify's 21-day challenge. It helps me build a simple habit of meeting with God every day. No pressure, just consistency. With Glorify, you can start your morning by reading the Bible passage of the day, diving into Glorify's daily devotional, and wrapping up with an immersive experience called Daily Walk with God. And if you need to take a few minutes to yourself in the middle of a busy day, try one of Glorify's guided meditations or listen to their curated worship playlists for some quiet reflection. To end the day, enjoy Glorify's sleep meditations to help you wind down and put your mind and heart at ease. Whether you're a committed Christian or simply curious about faith, Glorify has something for you. Join over 20 million people who have downloaded the Glorify app and deepened their relationship with God. Listeners to the show can get full access to Glorify for just $29.99 for the entire year. That's Glorify's lowest price ever when you download the Glorify app now at glorify-app.com/redcircle. Feel closer to God this year with Glorify. Get full access all year for just $29.99 at glorify-app.com/redcircle. That's glorify-app.com/redcircle.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.
And so I eventually do it. I eventually say, I concede, I surrender. I'm like, okay, God, I'm going to do it. And I did it. I did it. And what happened was, that the result was not what I wanted, right? Because I immediately wanted the cookie. Immediately wanted the instant gratification that I did the right thing, that God told me to do it, and now blah, 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 blah. Did not happen. And y'all, I struggled. Here's the thing about the struggle after doing what God called me to do. I had peace. I knew it was going to be okay. I knew deep down inside everything was going to work out. Like, this was necessary. God was doing something. I knew, like, even in the uncomfortability, even though the outcome was not what I wanted or anticipated, it still gave me a sense of peace. Because I knew deep down inside that I did what God called me to do. I knew this wasn't me, and I knew it wasn't the enemy. And I knew the enemy at this point, even though I had this peace, I was still struggling with the fact that I didn't get the result that I wanted. And it's funny now, because of course I didn't get the result that I wanted. You know, God is calling me to a path that's different than the world. And I realized something that I really want to share with you today. That when God calls you to do something, you have to understand it's on a completely different system. The world system is instant gratification. I post a picture, I get the likes. I do the job, I get the money. I do this, I get that. Like, it's instant gratification. God's system is delayed gratification, meaning that sometimes he may give you the cookie right away, and sometimes he may withhold the cookie. And as you get closer and closer and closer to him and further along in your faith, he's going to test your faith. In fact, in James, it talks about he is the perfecter of faith. He is trying to create an endurance within us that perfects us over time, that we have a patient endurance that is perfecting our faith. Because in James's mind, having perfect faith made you closer to Jesus than anything else. Ooh, that hit me in my spirit. He said that, listen, I want you guys to not only be able to trust me in the moments where you do see a result. I want you to trust me in the moments where you don't. I want you to trust me in the moments when you do what you think I called you to do. And then it looks like all hell is breaking loose. It looks like you've gone in the wrong direction. It looks like wilderness. It looks like whatever. Fill in the blank, y'all. I want you to trust me there. That even though the circumstance is not what you thought it would be, you trust me that I'm working it out for your good. I'm doing something in this. I'm making something happen. Just trust me. Trust me. Y'all, did you know that Noah was building the ark for 75 years? And that even though he built it for 75 years and they had never seen rain, it didn't rain for like another 30 years or so until, like, so he continued to build an ark with not a cloud of rain in the sky, even though everybody around him was like, well, bro, we haven't even seen rain. It's been centuries. What are you talking about? Look at Noah over there building this ark, bro. He's been building this ark for 75 years. I can't imagine even when it was done, he didn't even utilize the ark for another couple of decades. But Noah stayed faithful in building that ark, even though there wasn't a cloud in the sky. Family, sometimes, you know, think of 75 years. Some of us can't even wait 7 days. 75 seconds is too long, y'all. And then even in my situation, I'm gonna use me as a joke, y'all. And y'all will hear me moving around, you guys, because I'm multitasking today. Your girl has to, got to cook, got to get it all together for my baby mamas, my big mama. Anyway, so anyway, besides the point, y'all. He kept on building the ark despite not seeing rain. Now, some people, we say we got faith, right? We say we got faith, but sometimes as soon as it doesn't look like what we want it to look like, as soon as it makes us feel uncomfortable, as soon, like we say we have faith to a certain extent, we have faith for salvation, but we don't have like the type of faith that keeps building an ark despite no rain. We say we got faith, but if God calls us to leave our city, where are we from? And we don't have a plan. We don't know where we're going. We don't know. We don't know. We don't know. We give up. We are immediately like, I don't know, God. I don't have a job. I don't have this. I don't have that. You come up with 1,037 excuses as to why. And again, guys, I'm not coming down on anybody because I just told you guys I had a temper tantrum before the Lord. Okay. But in that temper tantrum, I learned something that I really want you guys to understand. That I was talking to a lady at my job, and sorry, I'm going off on a tangent, but I was talking to a lady at my job, and I told her about my tantrum. I didn't tell her, you know, details or whatever, but I just told her about my tantrum because I learned something from it. And she's like, well, you should have known God wasn't going to answer that. You should have known he was going to create the circumstances to where you were not going to get what you wanted if you overhear giving God ultimatums. And, you know, I said, you know, you're right. I should have known better than that. I really should have. That was my bad. I know better now. But the truth of the matter is, family, is that in that time, even though I was uncomfortable with what had happened, the results of the action, I still had a peace. Like, It was a sense of not being happy that the outcome was the outcome. And of course, the enemy was utilizing that, making me feel some type of way, you know, making me feel this, making me feel that. And in those moments, you guys, what I did was I called friends, sisters in Christ that I could just be like, listen, this is how I feel. What should I do? Like, help me to talk me out of it. Speak faith to me while I'm feeling weak. And I'm hearing this voice that is, I know is condemning me and making me feel crazy. And I know that's not God because God called me to do this. I needed my sisters to help me. So that's what happened in that moment. But it really showed me, first of all, where I was, right? Where I was with obeying God, because one thing I learned in that situation was it don't have to make sense to me. It don't have to make sense to me. God does not have to accommodate my earthly mentality. Like, he doesn't have to accommodate the idiosyncrasies of my mind. He don't have to sit here and answer and qualm every. No, he doesn't have to do that. He says, listen, your peace should have came from obedience, not outcome. And so a lot of us, what we are putting our weight of what we are getting or what we're supposed to do or this and the third into the outcome. A lot of us have to untie ourselves from the outcome, understanding that God is in control of the outcome, that the outcome is going to work out for your good, that in the moment when God is calling you to obedience, your peace should come from I obeyed, not the outcome. Because I've learned in this time that the outcome is actually... It's in his hands. It's in his hands. If he's called you to it, he's going to get you through it. And even though I was struggling with the outcome of that particular moment, immediately I had peace because the peace came from obedience. He gave me peace, but I was struggling with the outcome. So I took me out of peace into chaos and confusion because I wanted a result from what I was doing. And God was like, no, you're not. You're going to have this little tantrum and we're going to get to the bottom of your issue, because that's really what this is all about. Like, even though there's something that I used whatever you had to do for, there's a purpose to that. And there's also a purpose to you, that I knew that there was an aspect of yourself that you were struggling with that may not come up all the time, because I'm an open individual. I'm somebody that, you know, I make friends very easily. I can go into different environments. I go online, I share. I'm not one of those type of people that are very closed off. But in that instance, I realized that there was a certain level that I struggle with deeply. And God was like, I need you to trust me, that if I'm putting you in this position, there's a reason. And it's a good reason. I'm not going to just have you out here like that for no reason. And I understood that. I understood that. Like, as soon as I took the time, like I talked to a couple sisters in Christ, I sat down, I prayed, I cried, I apologized to God, because I understood that that was me acting like an entitled, spoiled brat. He doesn't have to answer to me. Who am I? You know, what I should have found peace in was being obedient. Like, that's where I should have, when I did what I was supposed to do, I left it at that. Okay, everything else is in God's hands. Now, I would like this result, but I'm not going to have a whole tantrum and get mad at God and say, forget God, I'm done with this. Like, no, I'm going to sit in it and say, okay, well, I'm being obedient. It's eventually going to work out for my good. And God told me that night, last night, y'all, I was sitting there and he just gave it to me. he was like, who do you like, girl? No, this is the problem. This is what we need to get at. I'm breaking you out of this instant gratification system that this world has warped your mind into believing is the way to go. Everything is delayed gratification. I'm setting you up to fail, to always make things easy, always make an outcome just appear. No, I have to show you delayed gratification. That is the way of the kingdom. That's not real faith. It's not real faith if I'm doing it, I'm like, give me cookie. Doing it, give me cookie. Like, no, that's not real faith. That's not life. Life sometimes happens very fast, but most of the time we be working, and then all of a sudden your life changes. All of a sudden something happens. All of a sudden an Amazon comes from a business that was working in a room, you know, broke down room somewhere. And now it's an Amazon. All of a sudden, something happens. You've been working for 10, 20 years on this project. And then all of a sudden, that's what God was showing me. God was showing me that a lot of times it's hard to think. And I'm being honest with you. It's hard to think about the length of time sometimes you have to wait. The waiting period. It's actually really, really hard to wait. Really, really hard to wait when you don't know how long you're waiting. Y'all, I was working out with my trainer this morning, and every time he tells me something, I'm like, how many do I got to do? I got to do 50? I got to do how much? 100? 20? What do I do? And I realized that, like, that's just how my mind is. It's like, okay, I can set my mind up to prepare for X, Y, and Z. In God's system, that is not how he works. That is not how he works. Do you trust me? Period. Do you trust that if I said I was going to do it, then I'm going to do it? That if I brought you to it, I'm going to get you through. Do you trust me? Do you really, really trust me? And a lot of times, because we don't see it, it's not in our face. We don't know what's going on the other side. We don't. We trust for a week, 2 weeks, 2 months, 3 months. We give up and we do what? We take control. We take the power back and try to create, just like Sarah and Abraham, try to create a baby with the maidservant and create an Ishmael, when the promise was Isaac. But they took it into their own hands and created an Ishmael because they were tired of waiting. There was some Israelites that never made it to the promised land because they were tired of waiting. They settled in the wilderness. The reality is there's more of us with wilderness mindsets than promised land mindsets. more of us, most of us, want to be comfortable. Most of us do not want to wait on a promise. Most of us do not want to prepare for the promise. Most of us just want it to happen. And I see that all a lot of times with different things that people want, like I've heard with marriages or different things like, oh, I want this marriage, this, that marriage. And they're like, I want it because I want it. I'm ready for it. No, you can desire marriage and completely not be ready for it. I've learned that God's process with marriage and in finding somebody is complex, y'all. It's all over the place. It doesn't look like how we find love in America. When we find love in America, it's got to be easy. God's way is hard. God's way comes with challenges. God's way comes with us understanding patience and differences and this, that, and the third. Why? Because he's actually preparing you for marriage. And what we do is we're like, I don't want that. That's hard. Well, that's because that's part of the problem. We want it easy, and marriage ain't easy. I heard somebody say this, and it's so true. If we didn't think, relations wouldn't be so hard if we didn't think they were so easy. They're not easy. And that's why God has a preparation process. But because we desire it so bad, we're like, oh, well, we're ready because I want it so bad. No. There's a preparation process. Are you selfish? Do you think of just you? What about this? What about that? Are you patient? Are you kind? Are you loving? Do you boast? Are you prideful? Like, there's a lot of different things and aspects of love that we don't wait to figure that out. We just jump into it and say, oh, we'll find out on the journey. No, that's why our divorce rate is the way it is. Because we confuse desire with preparedness. We confuse desire with, I'm ready. No, you just want it. My baby wants to drive my car. Is she ready? No. She's 6 years old. There's no way she can handle my vehicle, but she wants to drive the car. Why would God, a lot of us, struggle with, oh, we're not in the situation we want to be in. And I want to challenge you right now. Maybe the process is trying to prepare you. And you're so busy trying to find a way out of the process that you're not allowing the process to do what it's created to do. It's created to do something to your character, something to your mindset, to where when you get the promise, you'll steward it well. And that a lot of times requires faith. You need faith to maintain a marriage. Because there's not going to always be a time where you want to be with your person and they want to be with you. There's going to be a time where you got to have faith that this was going to change, or that's going to change, or we're going to get it together, or we're going to believe for this, or we're going to believe for that. There's faith that's required to maintain a marital situation. It's not always going to be seen. There's going to be seasons where you're not feeling your best, or they're not feeling their best, and you got to pray them through it, and that requires faith. There's going to be seasons where they lose parents or family members, or they have a sickness or a disease, and you've got to believe for them. That requires faith. That doesn't happen momentarily when your spouse goes through a car accident or gets a terrible diagnosis or can't have a child. These are the things that faith does. That's why the process is the way that it is. But because we're so accustomed to this instant gratification culture, it ill equips us to be able to get into the things that we desire. I'm sorry, y'all. Whew, I got excited. Let me calm down. I'm going to give you guys a story, and this is something that just happened. And God spoke to me through it, and I hope he speaks to you through it. So, y'all, probably 6 weeks ago or so, my daughter had seen these circus. We got these circus coupons, you know. And so they were at a place. I went to go get my eyebrows threaded, and they were there. So we got the coupons. We came back, and my baby's like, oh, I want to go circus. I'm like, okay, well, we got to make sure that our behavior is good in school and this and the third. And, you know, we get a full week of good reports, then, you know, we'll go ahead and I'll get the tickets to the circus. Well, my daughter does get a full week. I mean, she's done very well with her behavior in school. Like, she's been doing great. So I, in my spirit, already knew that I was going to get the ticket. So she was like, "Mommy, I'm going to get tickets." I was like, "Okay, you know, you're right. You know, I said that." So that's that. I never really said I was going to take her. I just said, like, "You're right. You meet the require. You know, you met the requirements. I see. I deem you worthy of this promise, right?" So I privately am preparing to get her the tickets, right? And God tells me to surprise her, and I know now why. But I was like, "Okay, God, I got it." So basically 2 weeks out, I go to, she had a doctor's appointment. I went to go pick her up from school, and she just knew. I mean, she just knew she was going to the circus. She was like, "Oh, I'm going to the circus." She told all her friends in school. Her teacher comes out. She's like, "Is she going to the circus today?" I said, "No, she's going to the doctor's appointment." We laughed. And I was like, "Soraya, you know, it's 2 weeks out." And she's like, "Okay, mommy." So, you know, we go to the doctor's appointment, whatever. I never promised, like, after I said I was going to do it, I never really said after that. Because Soraya kept asking me, she never asked me, "Is she going?" She's like, "Are we going today? Are we going today? Are we going today? Are we going today?" Like, she didn't ask me, "Is this going to happen? Da, da, da." She's like, when? Is it today? Is it today? Is it today? Is it today? And it'd be no. She never stopped asking. I bought the tickets. And one of the things that came to my spirit when I thought about this was, if I would have taken her to go see the circus at that time, there was no circus here. The circus was only going to be in town this last weekend. So even though she wanted it at that moment, even if I physically drove her to where the circus was supposed to be, nothing was there. Right? So there was a process. There was something I had to wait on in order to give her what she was looking for. So anyway, let's continue. So we wait on circus. I buy the tickets for the circus, but I do not tell her that we're going to the circus. I was instructed to surprise her. So I'm like, okay, that should be fun. So the thing about my daughter, and I think it's just children in general, Soraya didn't stop her life because she wanted to go to the circus. Soraya continued to enjoy every single day. She asked me if she was at the circus. I said no. She moved on about her day. She still made the best of every moment, even if she wasn't getting what she actually was asking for in the beginning. She continued to live her life. She continued to wait expectedly for me to take her to the circus. And then one day, all of a sudden, we're driving. I'm telling her we're going to the movies. We pull up. She's like, "Mommy, there's a lot of people here at the movie theater." She's like, "This doesn't look like the movie theater. This is where I watch Bluey." I say, "Yes, Soraya, you're right. It does kind of look like that place." We go in, we park, whatever, walk up, we go inside. She's like, "Mommy, what is that? What is this?" And, you know, they have the little circus things out, you know, the Ringling Brothers circus stuff out. And so I was like, "Soraya, you want to know a surprise?" And she's like, "What?" I said, "We're not going to a movie." She said, "I'm not." She was like, "No." I was like, "I took you to the circus." "No. Mommy, this is the clown place?" I said, "Yeah, baby, it's the clown place." She's like, mommy. So I took her, I led her to see, like, that you know, we didn't, wasn't, were in fact at the place that I had promised her that we would be going to at some point. I just never told her when. And it wasn't because I was being cruel. The circus physically was not in town. That I had to wait until a certain time to give her what she was looking for, because that was when they were in town. That was when it was possible. That was the best possible time for us to go. Any other time we'd go to that same arena, there would be nobody there. Family, some of us get so impatient with God. And we stop waiting expectantly for him to move. We allow the process to overwhelm us and disappoint us and make us upset with him. When the process was to prepare us. Because see, Sariah knew that once I said we were going to the circus, she never stopped believing she was going to the circus. She asked me every day, I'm talking about for weeks. She was like, it was about 2 weeks. She was like, I'm going to circus, I'm going to circus, I'm going to circus. Are we going to circus? Are we going to circus? She just knew. She never stopped saying, oh, well, I guess I'm not going to circus because I haven't gone. No, she knew that if I said it was going to happen, it was going to happen. I didn't give her proof that I was buying the tickets. She never saw a receipt. She never saw me go online to purchase them. She didn't see any of that. I did that on my own. And a lot of times because we don't see what God is doing on the other side, we give up. We stop waiting expectantly. And we think he's just being cruel. It says in the Bible, and I'm gonna bring up this verse. And it's a really good verse. Why would God? Let me see if this verse pops up, y'all, because this my phone be acting up. It says in Matthew 7:9-11, it says, or what man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will you give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, you will give him a serpent. There's more to that verse. And he basically says, if you, okay, here we go. Because they didn't give me the whole thing. And that's the enemy is trying to get in the way of this message, y'all. Somebody needs this. Come on. Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will you give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, you will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? Some of y'all, you have to look at it. I look at it from the perspective. Sarai wanted to go to the circus. I wasn't going to set her hopes on the circus if I never intended for her to go. That's cruel. That's cruel. I knew I was going to take her to the circus. I wasn't going to keep telling her every day I'm going to take her to the circus. I said, yes, I'm going to take her, and then that's it. Wait on me. I love my daughter. I want her to be happy. And so, yes, we eventually got to the circus. But it had to be the right time. Had to be the right place. It had to be the right conditions for that to happen. She didn't know that the circus wasn't in town. She didn't know that I had to purchase tickets, do this, do that. She didn't know the process. She just trusted the promise. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown score second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offering, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF-FOR Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers. Watch it work.
From lashes for days with the Viral Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara to lift and color from their Brilliant Eye Brightener, Thrive Cosmetics is the go-to for amplifying everyday looks. Plus, every product is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients that work with your skin. Amplify your everyday. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/shine26 for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/shine26.
That if you and if somebody listening, y'all have kids or don't have kids, but just imagine yourself, or you have parents or somebody who raised you, if they, people that love you, you want to give them what they want. And we're not perfect human beings. We're not. We're flawed, very flawed. If we still want to give good gifts to our children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? Some of y'all are struggling because you're waiting. I'm here to tell you, don't allow the process to make you give up on the promise. A lot of us, because we're not willing to sacrifice, we're not willing to allow the process to do something to us. We're only willing to do what we're comfortable doing. And we want God to move mountains, but we're not willing to do whatever he calls us to do. I don't want to do that, God. I don't want to do that, God. I don't want to do that, but I want you to give me this. No, well, do we deserve it? You want God to move a mountain, but you're not even willing to give him, move from your from your chair to the prayer wall or the prayer closet. You're not willing to give him 15 minutes a day, but you want him to move a mountain? God wants to give you good gifts, but he would be irresponsible as a father to give you a gift when the conditions are not met that would best facilitate the promise. If you are not ready for what you are praying for and he gives it to you, a blessing can very much become a curse. He's a good father and he wants to give you good gifts. But if he gives you a good gift at a season, or a good gift when you're not responsible, or a good gift when you're not healed, or a good gift when you're not in the mindset or the mentality or the place in your life where you can steward that gift well, he's giving you a curse. I can't put Soraya in the driver's seat of my car at 6 years old and say, oh, I'm being a good mom because that's what she wants. As a parent, you make the decision and use your discernment to say what your child is or is not ready for. And that's what our God does. So instead of fighting the waiting, instead of fighting what God is doing in your life, surrender. Stop trying to swim against the current. Surrender. Surrender to the process. Surrender to what the process is going to do in and through you. In Genesis 50:20, I think it was one of my favorite verses. When Joseph, at the end of his whole situation, has an epiphany. His brothers are now apologizing for the things that they've done in their own backwards way. And he responds and he says, you intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. That Joseph had enough foresight to understand that this life is not just about me and not just about you. It's about God's display. It's a bigger picture. There's a bigger thing at work here. And if we just surrender to the process, allow God to be God and us to be mere mortals and trust his process, maybe, just maybe, we'll get our gifts much faster. Thank you for spending your time with us on Love Samantha Lee, the More Than Just Pretty podcast. It's been a privilege to share this space with you where we celebrate being unapologetically ourselves. I hope today's episode has encouraged you to embrace your own unique beauty and the beauty in others. Don't forget to join us or follow our community on social media. Share your journey and your insights. We want to hear from you. Let's continue this conversation. And until next time, remember, real beauty starts with you being true to yourself. I love you, family, and I'm going to talk to you soon.
From walking barefoot in the snow to hiking for miles for a view, it feels good to connect with our simpler side. Simplifying your wellness with Kachava's all-in-one nutrition shake feels good too. With 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and more. No fillers, no nonsense, just the highest quality ingredients. New customers get $20 off an order of 2 bags or more now through January 31st when they go to Kachava, kachava.com, and use code NEWS.